Evanston, there was a little circle of bluegrass here. It wasn't available on the internet. People didn't have the tools to learn. And it was hard to find a record. And if you wanted to learn how to play a song on the banjo, you would have to slow the record player down, because there was no way. But now, you just click a button on the download from the internet, and it plays it in pitch, you know, one step lower. And you can learn your banjo licks. Banjo goes by fast. And so we had a little network here in Evanston that I grew up with. I grew up just a few doors down. And there was another guy, he'll be here, the Bluegrass Advocates, fine guitar player, Eddie Walsh. He grew up just over here. And these guys are coming down. And back in high school, we started jamming. And down at the lakefront, we would partake in doing bad stuff. And you know, that's what Evanston kids do back in the old days. We'd go down to the lake and we would get some booze from the U-Bar and some other things. And we'd go down there with our instruments and we'd pick. And all the other, you know, jocks and stuff would chase girls, and we'd be there by the campfire playing music. And and at one of those situations down by one of the lake things, you know, chasing girls and playing bluegrass music up in Winnetka or whatever, we learned that there was other groups like this, networks, community networks, in the northern suburbs, and it was amazing. This goes way back. And there was a group of guys, Lee Ornstein, Mike Sweeney, Peter Nye, playing this music back when I was in high school up in Deerfield. So when we found out there was guys up there playing bluegrass music, guess what? We bought more booze and more illegal substances, and that's what we did. And and from there, we've reinforced each other from the beginning. And this next group I'm going to bring up, we started in an argument. Peter Nye is kind of an obnoxious guy. A lot of people think he's like me. But he doesn't have the guts to wear something like this. So... We got on the phone, he called me up, I'm a banjo player, right? I never played bass. I came home with a bass, my wife said, "What? Whose is that?" I said, "It's mine." She goes, "You don't play bass." I do now. And so he called me up, he didn't know I played a little bass, and he called up looking for a bass player. "Do you know any bass players? I got a gig." And there's a lot of this, and that's one of the reasons why I want you guys to understand what's happening here, because there's a lot in the background that you may not be aware of. If you're not a bluegrass player, you may not know how we share and how we communicate. Not only players, songs, kickoffs, intros, material. We work with each other and we sub players all the time, and you notice that with me. That's part of the thing, and I want you guys to understand how close this group is. Peter and I go back, way back, and he called me up looking for a bass player, and the phone call went like this.
37 seconds.
I'm sorry, no, I'm proud of this story, okay? This is cool. Because it'll give you insight not only into his personality, but my obnoxiousness. So, phone rings. "Chip, I'm looking for a bass player." "Okay, cool." Well, I said, "What's the gig?" And he told me it's like money, right? I'm like, "Oh, I play bass." And he goes, "Yeah, right. No, I'm serious. I can play bass on this stuff. It's like brainless, you know." And then, okay. And then we started talking. He says, "Well, let's go do this gig. What are we going to call it?" I said, "Well, I don't care, whatever." And he goes, "Call it the Peter Nye Unit." And I said, no. I got an issue with that. We already did, you know, I mean, David Grisman, he's kind of coined that, you know. So I said, that's really obnoxious. I can't relate to that. Peter Nye Unit. You know, next thing is going to be his big toe. So I said, forget that. Call it anything. Call it whatever you want. Call it the Chicago Bluegrass Band for all I matter. All I care. And he goes, "All right, we'll get this Chicago Bluegrass Band." That band went on to win the IBMA, SPGMA, Society for the Preservation of Bluegrass Music in America, placed 10th out of 125 bands that go to compete from Virginia, Kentucky, wherever, twice.
That was the first two.
First two
we
attempts.
We did better.
So we started this little group, and it goes way back, and he's taken it, and he's played in Branson. I quit because, you know, he's obnoxious, but I love him. Give him a big round of applause, Mr. Peter Nye, and we'll bring the boys up in a second.